is a Pyramid One International Network presentation.
In time and space, the psychedelic dolphin man, the man with a plan, a super soldier for the light, a legend in his own mind, a true healer with hands of light and a golden touch, the world's most sincere radio host, broadcasting from Earth inside the mothership to the galactic central sun, the voice of the resistance, his divine grace, 333, Rob Potter.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Victory of the Light radio show. I'm your host, Rob Potter, broadcasting from here on the island of Maui. And I want to thank you all for tuning in once again. It's my honor and my pleasure to welcome Cobra back to the Victory of Light for a very special interview this month. I'd like to thank my editor, sound modulator, expert, Chris Spell, and of course, my translator, Sam Ritchie, both of who are doing a fine job helping me on this interview and getting this out to you on the Cobra interview as soon as possible. We had some sound issues, and unfortunately, this is taking a little longer to get to you, but I hope you will enjoy the show coming up. As always, I do hope you'll check into my website, thepromiserevealed.com, and check it out. We do have a nice conference coming up in Bolivia this year. It's actually like a tour with Louis Martins again. I mention this every week. We're getting down to the nitty gritty on who wants to go. The second conference is going ahead at the end of August. So check that out on the Promise Revealed website. And we do have some great stuff lined up for you. We'll talk about that towards the end there. But wanted to let you know, I wanted to do a little preamble to the Cobra interview. It's been a while since we've talked, and Cobra and I have known each other probably since I think we first talked around probably August or so in 2012 when I reached out to Cobra to help him create some of his first conferences. I'd done those before. And we have in common the work with the Pleiadians and my work with Dr. Fred Bell, kind of conjoining information. We did a conference in Laguna Beach. We did the 2012 portal and made it inside the King's Chamber on December 21st, 2012 in Egypt, which was quite a ride. Some portals and vortexes. We had a spaceship show up over our group, and we had a lot of wonderful time. Some great orb pictures and a tremendous portal opening for the 2012 there in Egypt. He then had another, I think it was in 2013, we had another conference in Irvine with Cobra, and it was the New Society Conference where the Prepare for Change information and ideas for the website were born. So we have quite a series of efforts together in our Victory Towards the Light. We work independently, but I want to say I support Cobra completely and in everything he does. I found him personally to be extremely honest. I found him to be in integrity in business. I found that he has a tremendous amount of knowledge, and I respect his intel and his communication with the resistance movement and the Great White Brotherhood to be of very honorable proportions. I will say that history will look back on Cobra's information, and my opinion will be some of the premier and most forthright and in-depth information on the Disclosure Project and getting the truth to the people. Here we have a real bona fide physical contactee who has been out into our solar system, like Corey, like Louis Martins, like Dr. Frank Stranges, and many other wonderful extraterrestrial contactees that I've worked with. COBRA has an ongoing communication process, which I would probably say that is more telepathic. There's no channeling going on there, but it's a direct telepathic communication. So I hope you will all listen and learn from COBRA without worshiping him. COBRA does not seek personal aggrandizement from his position. In fact, I believe he handles it quite well. He's quite humble. He's very sincere. He does not seek fame or fortune. He just wants liberation. And so I just wanted to give my personal support and my opinion of COBRA the highest marks so that you all know that, in my opinion, he's a bona fide contactee. Is COBRA perfect? No, but who is? I certainly am not. He certainly has a lot more intel than I do. And I think that if we can hold our egos in check and listen to this and see this process moving along, if we search inside, we'll find that a lot of this information in the future will be coming down as true after liberation. So without further ado, I'd like to get right to the interview with COBRA as promised. So here we go. Thank you very much, folks. And here we are, folks, beginning the COBRA interview. I'm happy to have you back on the Victory of Light radio show, COBRA. So welcome back.
Thank you very much.
And as I told you, I do have a brief monologue prequel to this interview, voicing my support of your character and intent as a light worker and your intel. This interview is well-timed as we have many developments on the ongoing process of planetary liberation for planet Earth. I did have some questions prepared that we may get to later, but in the light of your two latest posts, I have prepared some more relevant questions. So let's get right to it. In regards to the March 28th update, you confirmed that Rockefeller is indeed dead and is hiding on the plasma plane. Can you tell us, is he captured yet?
Yes, he is no longer in this planetary system. He will very soon be on his way to the central sun.
Okay, is the plasma plane that you're speaking about tied into the Earth, or was this the entire solar system?
Basically, the whole universe has a plasma layer, but what I'm speaking about mostly is a plasma layer close to the planetary surface, because this is where most of the plasma anomaly is, and this is where the problem lies.
Okay, it kind of brings up another question here. Is the death experience different for some of the reptilian or Draco souls like Rockefeller than normal Earth people?
Yes, of course, because your vibrational frequency, your state of consciousness, has a lot to say, a lot of influence on where are you going after you die. So for an average reptilian, he will end up on lower plasma plane or lower etheric plane or lower astral plane. A highly evolved soul will just skip very fast to those planes that will go higher if he or she will not be captured. So the average experience for a reptilian is quite much different from an average experience of even an average human being.
Okay, death, of course, is one of the greatest mysteries, and I have faith. This is pretty obvious that we do, our souls do exist after death. We have had so many evidences of people coming back from the death. It's still kind of a mystery. We've heard the Tibetan Book of the Dead and some of the Egyptian scriptures talk about this. I think even the Indian Veda talk about after death. We have a modern day version that comes through the your Rancho book. But can you tell us, with all of this going on in the planetary system as of late, can you tell us a little more about what someone who experiences when they go through the death plane is you kind of see yourself outside your body. And then it seems as though a lot of people realize what's going on and they head towards a tunnel of light. Is that still kind of the same experience, or is that completely changed now?
No, it's still the same experience. The only difference is on average, there is much more light present than it was a few years ago. This transition is much safer for, I would say, most people right now, not for everybody yet, but there has been improvements the last few years. The percentage of people captured by the Archons is much lower, so there is improvement.
Yes, that was my next question. That's kind of what you just said there, the Archons tricking people into the reincarnational process. Now, in some of your previous posts, you had mentioned that Stranglet and Toplet Bombs were said to be tied to the Unholy Four and major cabal members. You indicated previously that arrest could trigger these bombs. Is this still the case?
There is still a problem with this, but there are, I would say there are certain plans and certain approaches of the light forces that can circumvent this. I will not go in detail here, but it's a complex subject. I cannot give you a straightforward answer. In some cases, bombs could be triggered. In some cases, it could be prevented. And there are plans underway which will completely eliminate this.
Okay. In some of your previous posts in regards, you mentioned that the Stranglet bombs, if these were set off, you said the Confederation forces could stop this reaction.
Actually, Stranglet bombs have been removed completely. What we have now is the Toplet bombs.
Okay, so I guess the question is would they be able to stop a Toplet bomb?
I would say, again, in a few cases, yes. This reaction, they did not completely master this yet. But they are getting closer and closer. And when they will be able to completely master this, I expect the event to happen.
That's really good news. Is it possible, if the cabal members die, maybe like David Rockefeller, and this does not, that this does not trigger the Toplet bombs as a raid would?
The death itself does not trigger the Toplet bomb.
Okay, so it'd be more like the raid or the other things that they could see coming.
I would say they have a very complex body logic algorithm which determines when this is triggered and when this is not triggered. It's an artificial intelligence thing that determines where and when and under which circumstances to trigger this.
Okay. I was going into some of your links in regards to the main Scalar Mind Control Hub is now located at Brookhaven Labs for the entire planet. Is this correct?
Not absolutely correct. I would say it's located in Long Island in various locations. Brookhaven is one of the locations, but not the only one. There have been improvements lately, but I would say the main hub is the Long Island.
Okay, thank you. The link you shared on your site said that there are, and this is probably pretty old information, when it said there are 36 sites in operation at this time, though there are probably many more worldwide. Can you tell us where some of the other powerful hubs of this HARP technology are located?
Actually, there are many sites, which if you're speaking about HARP technology, there are many sites, many of them are known. You have them in Canada, in Northern Europe, you have them all over the world.
Okay, thank you.
This is not the main problem. The HARP technology is an outdated old technology. They have much more advanced mobile units which can be easily shifted or moved to other locations.
So these are actually mobile units. Are these in like semi-trucks or are they larger than that?
They can be quite small. They can fit in a small van, actually.
And do these work in conjunction with, there must be Shamira technology beneath the surface of the planet that is tying into these networks. Is that correct?
Yes, there are many layers of this technology, and I would say that various groups have access to this on need-to-know basis. I would say parts of negative military, especially the Air Force, have access to part of this, but not to all of this.
Would you say that most of these mind control technologies on the planet are located in high population areas?
I would say one of the networks is connected to high population areas, but there is another network which needs to be spaced out evenly throughout the planet's surface, because there is a very specific wavelength which needs to be maintained to keep the whole planet in low vibration. So they are putting this on certain nodes which allow this very particular wavelength to be maintained in the plasma.
Yeah, so they're giving us a negative acupuncture treatment to the planet Earth in this way. I have many people contacting me through emails. I would say probably in the last few months, probably up to 15, who are complaining of electronic harassment. And I was just wondering, even though these nodes are moving around that are under this mind control and plasma scalar field Chimera technology, but I'm wondering, if they move to more remote locations, would this mitigate their suffering?
Actually, moving to another location can help to some degree in many cases, but not in all cases. And what it also helps is to move near a body of water, because water tends to dissipate scalar plasma waves.
Okay, well, I guess living on Maui here, that helps a bit. Can you tell us, is this technology located in satellites? And could they target an individual anywhere on the planet?
Yes, I would say one layer of that technology is located on satellites. And theoretically, it can target any individual. But lately, there have been developments where the Palladian ships, the Palladian fleet and their motherships have disabled parts of this. So it is not as active as it was even a few months ago. But this is just one layer of technology. There are many layers of this.
Okay, so that's very good news. And obviously, at the time of the event, if not a little bit before, a lot of this technology would be bought down with one order by the Galactic Confederation.
This will be completely, it will be completely shut down at the time of the event. If not a little bit before, it will be completely shut down.
Well, that's really good news. Okay, this is another question, kind of goes into pyramids and stuff, but it has been said that scalar and other technologies are used to influence the magmatic core of the Earth, which is intimately associated with the human subtle bodies on the etheric and plasma plane. It is known that many pyramids have been placed on the Earth by the Melchizedeks and other previous civilizations throughout the ancient history. And we have been told that they've been intended to stabilize the Earth's magnetic and subtle fields. Can you comment on this?
Yes, actually, pyramids are portals based on sacred geometry that can transmit higher dimensional energies, and they can actually counteract the negative scalar technology. And this is why a network of pyramids was put on a critical planetary nodes in time of Atlantis, and some of those pyramids are still visible or accessible one way or the other. And the dark forces are actually afraid of the power of the pyramid. That's why they suppress the science of the pyramid, because this is one of the key factors to counteract the effects of the negative plasma technologies.
Yeah, this was actually in the work with Dr. Fred Bell. A lot of the pyramid technologies that he created, they said that the kind of the pyramid system that he had was actually used as divine intervention with people's consciousness interacting to amplify, utilizing the crystals and lasers, the thought forms of individuals within these systems to, like during this world peace meditation, which is coming up in 10 hours. We hope it's successful, folks. By the time we get the transcript and this audio to you, it will have taken place. But this pyramid system supposedly was to amplify human thought forms. I'm wondering, does this also affect the inner earth, the pyramid, and how does it do that?
Actually, the pyramid systems and the systems that Frank Bell developed are palladium technology, and he has been given that technology. One of the purposes was to stabilize the tectonic plates, which are connected to the planetary core. This was one aspect. The other aspect was to raise the consciousness of humanity, and the third aspect is to counteract the effects of the negative plasma scalar grid, and he was very well aware of this, and he was actually working consciously to counteract this.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. excuse me. Is HARP still generating rifts in the time-space continuum at bases like El Yunque and Puerto Rico and UK Ascension Island, or has this type of thing been shut down?
Okay, the HARP technologies, as I said before, are outdated. They're old technologies, and they have much less power now than they had before, and they cannot influence the timelines.
What is the primary technology, if you could share a little bit of this? We know they have ELF. That's probably an older technology, but probably still used in the electronic systems of the Earth. Can you talk a little bit about what are the propagation waves going on with this, alien mind control network that's being foisted upon us?
Okay, the main technology are so-called morphic chambers. Morphic chambers are, are artificial intelligent construct which influences the plasma, influences and shapes the plasma field with strong electromagnetic fields and scalar waves. And it's actually a technology which shapes and designs the plasma plane around the planet. And whole planetary surface is under influence of this technology. And since last week, the Galactic Confederation forces are removing this. And this is what triggered, for the first time in human history, the reaction of the Chimera group, because they said, if the Galactic forces intervene, we will create World War III. So this is why this serious situation is happening now. Because for the first time in human history, the Galactic Force are clearing this out.
Well, this has obviously been great news for a lot of us from receiving your intel. I do have several questions on this coming up here. But kind of in a related story there of the clearing, according to some sources and, Corey, but I don't want to, get specific with just Corey, but Corey has... And the group has, in some of his posts, has stated that recently in raids on underground Homeland Security and FEMA bases, Marines ignorant of the ET factor are getting PTSD because they are facing reptilians without any briefing. Can you confirm that these raids are happening in this matter?
Okay, I cannot confirm this because based on my intel, the only underground bases that are really underground are the Chimera bases and the Life Forces bases. The negative military has lost their bases years ago. And I would say I can confirm certain aspects of Corey's intel, but I cannot confirm a great deal of it also.
Okay. Can you talk about if the human military come in clearing some of these bases or any bases, I guess, when they come upon the reptilians, do you think they're briefed on this, or are they just like, is this just a shock to them?
When this was happening, it was both. Some personnel were briefed beforehand, and some of them not. It was, on a need-to-know basis, and actually it's true. It was happening that many of them had quite severe shock when they encountered reptilian entities clearing the bases.
Okay, I was basing this next question on that the military, positive military, is taking place in some of these underground hidey holes. But I would imagine that Trump is ignorant of this type of operation.
Trump is not very high on the intelligence ladder, so he has not been briefed on many things.
Yeah, that's what I've been feeling too. Many people are waking up and are now aware of the lower level cabal members who are responsible for evil programs working within a subtle series of groups like the Illuminati, Freemasons, CFR, Tavistock, RAND, IMF, World Bank, World Health Organization, the Committee of 300, multinational corporations, and of course, the American, I guess we could call it political octopus of the DOJ, the NSA, the CIA, the CDC, Department of Justice, Department of State, and even now the atmospheric and engineering is having the deep secrets with all the chemical spraying. However, most of the population is not aware that these Earth organizations are controlled by hostile renegade ET groups, reptilian greys, insectoid tall whites, and others. I'm going to ask you, is this interdimensional war that is fully raging at this time, will the population ever get a clear history of the Earth's dilemma on a mass scale? Or before the event, or will all this come after the event? We're getting snippets of this and snippets of that, but it's not being released in one fell swoop because there's so many groups. Can you tell us about that? So many people want to know who's who and what's going on.
Okay, first I will explain what's going on. And you have now just described the basic structure of the Illuminati on a low, I would say the basic structure, but there are people, there are beings, there are structures behind the scenes that are controlling the Illuminati and all those structures that you have just mentioned. The first layer is the Jesuits, and I think that most people are not aware of the real power and the real scope of Jesuits' reach, and they are basically controlling. They are the ones that are controlling the so-called Khazarian Mafia. They are the ones that are controlling all those organizations. And behind the Jesuits, you have the Archon families. These are old lineages that came from the Andromeda galaxy a long time ago and have been incarnating in certain select families, mainly in Europe. And they are the ones controlling the Jesuits, which are controlling the Illuminati. And behind them are interdimensional ET entities and the Chimera group. Regarding the reptilians and the Draco that you have just mentioned, most of those have been cleared out, and they are not having as much influence on the planetary situation anymore. And this is just to give a little bit of explanation of what's going on. And regarding the second aspect of your question, we are only going to get full disclosure at the time of the event. It is not possible to get full disclosure before the media control is taken out of the hands of the dark forces. And there have been a lot of talk about partial disclosure, and I think that talk is unnecessary. Of course, we can only be getting partial disclosure before the event. And of course, we will get absolute and full disclosure at the event and after the event. It's a logical conclusion. If you understand the situation, it cannot be otherwise. So when the light forces will get control over the mass media, they will release everything. They will explain everything. They will explain what was going on, what is going on, and all those games behind the scenes will be exposed.
Thank you. That's what I've been feeling kind of consistently as well, is that we just can't get the proof. Now, I'm always very cautious. I am afraid to. I know that the liberation is coming and that things will move forward, but I'm always very cautious with believing anything until it actually comes out into the mainstream. I think we can feel with your intelligence and even Corey's intelligence, which confirms some of the stuff, although you guys seem to have differing views on certain situations. I'll say that it's very good news that you just said that most of the Dracos and reptilians' influence has been removed, and that we're now dealing with primary Chimera and Archons and Earth-based minions. Is that correct?
Yes, that is absolutely correct. I would say the number of Draco and reptilian forces on Earth has been decreased by at least 95% in the last few years.
Can you talk a little bit about this, Jesuit? So let's say we have a major Andromedan galaxy, Chimera Archon, that's been here in the Earth family, and they decide to make something happen. Is this taking place in a human level, like a telephone call to certain agents that, you know, say, initiate operation this, operation that? And how do they get these politicians and these individuals to react and to do their bidding so very soon? How does this go from Archon to, you know, ISIL agents so quickly?
Okay, first I need to explain that the Jesuit network, the Jesuits were building their network for almost 500 years. So their network was fully active with spies, with agents everywhere, in all the governments, in all the secret organizations, before the Western financial system really expanded in the last 200 years. So they were here before the Rothschilds, they were controlling the Rothschilds. And through the Rothschilds, they were controlling the financial system. They have infiltrated the Freemasons in the late 18th century. So through that infiltration, they have infiltrated all the secret Illuminati organizations 200 years and more ago. So they have their agents everywhere, and they simply pull their strings through their agents. Okay, so it's a very small group, actually. I would say maybe we have 15,000 Jesuits, of which maybe 5 to 10% are in their network. The rest are just regular people who are practicing their faith and have no idea there is a shadow organization on the top. And of those, I would say maybe 1,000 active Jesuit agents, they can easily be controlled by the small Archon group, and the small Archon group just pulls their strings, because Archon network is even older and it has been here for thousands and thousands of years. And of course, the older network, the more experienced network, can control the newer network quite easily, because they have a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge how to control. They have everything about mind control. They know everything that is humanly possible to know about this. So they're using this to their advantage.
Okay, so are these 1,000 Jesuits that are kind of in there, are these the like baby sacrificing, kind of black sun worshiping?
Yes.
Okay, and so these groups definitely know that what they're doing, it's not like they're being misled to do this and that.
No.
They're actually told something and they're moving forward. Okay.
They do this consciously and with their free will decision.
That's bad news, but thank you very much for that. You know, and this is kind of, you know, I feel this at times, but this is really coming from a lot of people, of course, many of them who are just tuning in and hearing that there's good news, the planet can be liberated, and their human condition won't allow them to see, or they don't have enough information of the complexities of the quarantine in the hostage situation. But so many people are telling the Republic is restored, the resets tomorrow, Saint Germain and Archangel, I said this and that. You know, I appreciate people's sending me this information, but I kind of roll my eyes because I know that these plans will absolutely eventually be carried out and will find fertile ground in some form or another. But for me, until I see the end of the Babylonian horror of mainstream media and the full truth broadcast on television, all I say, you know, not to be negative to people, see, wait and see. And so I guess for myself and for others, can you give us any assurance that these proclamations of the successive victories are real?
Depending on the source where you get them.
Well, yeah, okay, that's good. Well, you have been a source. Corey has been a source. You two are probably, obviously, the two top voices in the esoteric movement, you know, by most people. Corey, to me, seems like an accidental reporter. He's very normal human, very high integrity, honest, and is reporting things that kind of have another different slant. And of course, it's some of it's coming through the government and some of it's coming through allegedly these super groups. But it's, you know, you're both kind of supporting each other in the intel, but certain differences, which is good. I think Corey's more for the mainstream person, and your intelligence is a little bit more refined for the metaphysically oriented and those who have the history of the Great White Brotherhood and stuff. So, can you give us any assurances that the things that you are saying are moving along as far as the taking down? I believe it. I have faith in this, and I know that we can't see a lot of this stuff until the end, but can you get some assurance for the rest of our audience?
Yes, of course, there is progress all the time, but given the enormity and enormous scope of this operation, of course, this cannot happen overnight, because we are dismantling 25,000 years of efforts by the dark forces to keep this planet enslaved, and you are now removing all those layers of control, so it takes some time. And you can see signs of progress anywhere, everywhere, if you just know where to look. Of course, you will not find it in the mainstream media, especially in the West. You might find it in the mainstream media in the East. You might find it in the alternative media, and you can also sense the progress if you have inner connection. So I would not want to give you any external assurance. It needs to come from inside of you.
Thank you. You know, I want to, I get that internal assurance, and then of course all of the negativity and stuff. I just am hesitant to start proclaiming victory. I know that it's coming. I think we just need to keep our head down and keep moving along with these group meditations and things of this nature that are helping. Now, you mentioned it looks like the New World Order of One World Religion is gaining some forward support to support biblical type prophecy. You mentioned Shimon Peres and you know, I think it was the Jesuits. Will this effort find traction amongst the world's populace, or is this just kind of like a wet dream?
Yes, of course, many controlling groups have a dream of creating the Armageddon type of scenario, the end time scenario, but it will not be successful because they have free will, but we also have free will, and our free will says no to this.
Very good. That was another question. I know that, you know, a lot of biblical prophecy and timelines, of course, were connected to the higher echelon of cosmic beings who were looking in the future. And, of course, things change and it's ever-present changing future with all these timelines and stuff. So my question to you, Cobra, is will this some of these biblical prophecies kind of indicate wars and rumors of wars, which is certainly taking place now. We do have real wars. We have obviously these attempt by the dark forces moving forward. Can you tell us, you know, and I don't expect you to predict the future, but it was foreseen that, you know, there would kind of be this war where these advanced, obviously nuclear weapons, it would be kind of a war of, you know, a standard ground war would take place where China moves into the Middle East. And of course, you know, we have all this. Are these plans completely changed, or would you say those timelines are off? And can you shed a little light on that ancient prophecy that some people are hoping or expecting to happen, which is negative, but is, what's the situation with, like, the plane of Megiddo and that type of thing?
As I said, certain groups are having this as their goal, but this is not going to happen because our collective free will is already stronger because many people have awakened and said no to that. So certain groups are trying to manifest this, and it is manifesting in a limited way already, but this is about it.
Okay. Now, I want to remark on Benjamin Fulford said that the Gnostic white nobility is being attacked by the Jesuits, and this is more physical plane. But you know, I kind of detest the idea of nobility as far as human political control goes, and I feel that this will not deter the Confederation resistance plans. Is that, would you agree with that?
Okay, the positive white nobility is not the same as nobility that you have experienced on this planet for many thousands of years. It is actually a nobility of the spirit, which can actually create a bloodline, I would say a positive bloodline, that can influence things for the better. It is not so much about prestige and wealth, it is more about the nobility of the spirit. So it is something that is happening. There are groups like this, there are lineages like this on this planet, and they are working along with the resistance forces and other positive forces for the planetary liberation.
Okay, these people have been placed in positions to, they're basically good, upstanding moral characters working for the light that are working in the current political situation behind the scenes to, you know, change the world situation. Are, what percentage of this group is aware and is being guided openly by ET forces and, I guess, white brotherhood or spiritual contacts?
Okay, most of them are not directly aware in this manner, but they are being guided nevertheless. So most of them, they do not have open contact, but they receive spiritual guidance, they receive impressions, and they receive invisible or sometimes visible help by the light forces.
Excellent. Are the people's revolts in Spain and Scotland that you reference or anywhere else, have they accomplished anything tangible in changes like the financial system, or is this kind of like, you know, constantly burrowing away and getting closer and closer to the light, but we don't see it until that breakthrough?
There are minor tangible results, but I would say this is a movement that is gaining momentum, that is accumulating energy, and when there is a certain amount of energy, the breakthrough happens, and that certain amount of energy has not been reached yet, simply because the controlling forces are still a little bit too strong. But I would say that this human population awakening movement is expressing itself in many ways, and this is one of the ways of expression, and it is definitely assisting in creating the breakthrough.
Okay, and I'm not sure this is obviously probably partially a light force situation, but will a movement off the petrodollar be successful? They have already announced the RMB of China as a reserve currency. At what point will this become successful, or will the Jesuits control the RMB as they are trying to?
They are trying to, but they will not be able to because there is a large percentage of light forces present in China, Russia, and other countries that are actually creating an alternative financial structure which will become fully operational at the time of the event. Actually, this financial structure will carry a lot of weight of transformation to a new financial system.
Okay, Cobra, I was kind of curious to continue along the line of questioning with the financial system. You mentioned that the Jesuits will not be able to control the RMB. So I wanted to find out, is there any progress that we can see from the average person? There's so many, you know, statements of delivery of packages, and I'm not really sure about that. Can you give us any enlightening positive news on the forefront of the financial system?
Okay. There is steady and ongoing progress as the Eastern Alliance is making more and more steps towards the fully functioning alternative financial infrastructure. I have posted some links about this in my last update. And I need to say here that there will be no results before the reset itself. There will be no delivery packages. There will be nothing visible until the reset detail happens. So people are waiting for anything before the reset, they will be disappointed.
Okay, that doesn't mean that those people who are working in those programs, there are real programs and people are working behind the scenes to try and get things done, but...
Yes, that is true. That is true.
Okay, it just seems like everyone wants to have a scoop and say they know what's happening, but no one really does. Okay, thank you. For those of you who are listening, we had some sound issues, and this interview has been tremendously delayed, and Cobra's had two new posts since then. And I think my preamble in support of Cobra speaks about the integrity that I feel for him and his intel, which I think is very important. And I'd like to go a little bit into the electronic harassment. Cobra, how widespread of this? Is this a general electronic harassment, or are there very specific people that are being targeted, and or is just the whole electronic harassment increased generally?
Okay, there are many layers to this. The first one is the non-physical layer, which is global, widespread. This is the plasma layer. And then there is the physical aspect with actual physical devices, which are mobile, and they're quite expensive. And for the physical aspect of the electronic harassment, it is not as widespread as the plasma one. There are certain targeted people who are experiencing this, and action is being taken right now to resolve the situation because it went quite far.
Have you received any personal attacks on this level?
It is not the highest purpose to answer this question.
Okay, someone has asked me a question in regard to your post. Who is the king, or what does that position represent? Can you explain a little bit more about that?
Okay, I can also not answer that question. It is simply a person that has some say in the planetary situation.
Okay, can you tell me, is the guy named Peter Hans, whatever his name was, I forget, one of the top guys, is he still on planet, or has he been removed?
That one has been removed.
Oh, completely. So no one would know where he is or anything of that nature.
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to talk a little bit about the positive aspects of what people can be doing before. If you could, maybe you could share a little bit about raising consciousness as far as some of your technology goes in regards to the tachyons, and maybe we can do some other questions in regard to the Syntamani. People have asked questions. Does the size matter that much with the Syntamani stones?
Yes, of course, larger stone and the higher quality the stone, the more effective it is. But each Syntamani stone is a precious jewel. It's something that cannot be compared with anything else on this planet.
Okay, can you tell me in regards to the tachyons, these energy particles that are being reinfused in through your technology, and supposedly there's others that are doing this. Can you tell me how this enhances the crystals or the items that are infused and how people can use them?
Actually, tachyons are particles that are the first matter that was created in this universe, and therefore our direct connection with the source, and it is the highest possible vibrational frequency that can be coupled with matter, and matter infused with tachyons is having the highest possible vibrational frequency, and as such, it can help us in many ways to, I would put it this way, decrease the entropy of the physical and non-physical to bring more light in the fastest and more efficient way possible right now on the surface of the planet.
Okay, is this like if I'm doing my meditation and I'm visualizing the light from the central sun into the center of the earth and infusing my body by intense invocation of of spirit, does that also bring in tachyons to a certain extent?
Not really, because there is a membrane at a certain altitude above the surface of the planet, which actually absorbs the vast majority of tachyons. So it's a simple meditation will bring a very, very little amount of tachyons to that membrane, except if you are an ascended master, of course, and then, of course, you don't need any technology. But before that, there is a need for technological support in this dimension.
Okay, I was thinking, like, let's say we have some very advanced yogis in India. Are they able to achieve some of this? Is this, I guess, soul light that invoked that has something different than tachyons?
They are able to invoke a certain amount of tachyons, but again, only ascended masters have full capacity of piercing through the vein.
Okay, for the average person, do we take these tachyonized items? Do we hold them on our person, like Shintamani? Is that a good idea?
Yes, of course.
Okay, and if one is to create a chamber one house, I guess it's Fred Bell and I and many people have a lot of crystals in this house. Can you talk about how crystals can increase the vibration? And do these provide any protection against electronic harassment?
Crystals are the highest possible evolved form of matter. And as such, they are anchoring the light in the physical. And they can protect against electronic harassment on a plasma plane to a greater degree, and to a small degree also against electronic harassment on the physical plane. But this itself is not enough.
Okay. Can you talk a little bit about the scalar wave devices? There's lots of people out with computers who have, claiming that there's a scalar wave device associated with a computer program. I have seen the films of Rife that had a vibrational frequency that you could actually see I've seen the actual destruction of the harmful bacteria. I'm kind of curious, are a lot of these new systems, are they actually working? Are people having effects with these? And I'm not naming any of them. I know there's lots of them. I'm just kind of curious. They talk about a program in the computer, and I'm kind of curious what your opinion is of that type of technology in general.
The program in a computer is not enough. But if that program generates sound or any other type of electromagnetic or any type of electromagnetic radiation or certain key frequencies, that can assist to a certain degree. But again, this is not enough.
Okay, yes. I've always, Dr. Bell and his, one of his technologies that he received from the Pleiadians, which is also a Venusian healing technology, utilized sound, light, and color. Do you know of any programs or anybody now who's associated specific frequencies of the chakras to specific color frequencies and sound frequencies that are combined in one system?
Actually, I know people who are developing advanced laser systems. At this point, they are not combining that with sound, but they are combining that with light, with photonic non-laser light. So this is something that is very promising, and that technology can, I would say, this is one of the technologies with the most effect against the any type of electronic harassment.
Yeah, I was feeling that too. I wanted to talk a little bit, if you could share what's going on a little in your knowledge behind the scenes of the Pizzagate and the Pedo Gate and all of that type of stuff. It's just so mind-boggling and brings so much concern and compassion to so many people to think of innocent children being used in this way. Can you share, are some of these major systems being bought down, or is this still going on at the highest levels?
Okay, this network is huge. It is much more widespread than most people realize. It involves, I would say, hundreds of thousands of people worldwide, especially in the United States. And I would say this will be the hardest aspect to face when the event happens and when all this is exposed. So whatever exposure we have right now, this is just tip of the iceberg. There is also a lot of disinformation about this, and I cannot confirm the Pizzagate by itself. There are other attempts of exposure of this which are much more reliable, in my opinion. But again, this is far from all of it. There is much more which will be exposed, and it will be quite shocking for most people.
At the time of the event, will the lower-level pedophiles be exposed and arrested, or will counseling be given? How will that work out?
Okay, there are many aspects of this. There are certain people who are forced into this, and they will need a lot of healing, and they will be facing with their own feelings of guilt regarding that situation. And there are people who went into this on their own free will, and they will need to go through a certain, I would say, truth and reconciliation committee that will decide their destiny. Some of them will be removed from the planet. Some of them will go to the central sun, and some of them will attempt to balance their past actions with a positive one. They will try to counteract and heal the situation. So there will be a lot of processing going on that will be quite difficult for many people. It will take some time. And this is, I would say, the hardest aspect of exposure. I will not call it disclosure. I will call it exposure that will happen at the time of the event. It will be something that needs to happen for humanity to heal. We cannot heal humanity completely before this is exposed and addressed and healed.
Thank you. And since we last talked, Russian did a major flyover near Alaska, got very close, and it looks like they utilized some technology, and I think you actually put a link to it. It said it was involved with the Keshe technology. Is this correct?
It was not Keshe technology. I did say that not all of that link is correct, but I would say they have advanced electromagnetic technology which disturbed electronic communications in the aircraft station in Alaska. And there is some other thing that I will not speak about. I can only say that the Pleiadians used that situation to take some action on the physical plane in that region because NORAD was down and they couldn't detect Pleiadian ships entering the atmosphere. So there were interesting things going on at that time.
Okay, that's great. So we have a joint positive Earth military and Pleiadian action coinciding. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly.
Will you release intel on that when the time is right?
Maybe. I don't know if I will be authorized to release more about this. It's quite a sensitive topic right now.
Okay, what about the American EMP? I received pictures many years ago that you confirmed were from part of the Deep Space program. And that gentleman who was working had a company that actually built some of the more advanced spaceships told me that and showed me a picture that the government definitely has an EMP weapon that's like a little ET. It's shaped like a cigar, not a huge ship, but it's a cigar type item that could be used. Can you talk about the United States government or the secret space program government on the Earth that has EMP, and how effective is it, and does it compare to the Russians?
Okay, I would say that many different sections on the surface of the planet have EMP technology. It's not such a difficult thing to build. Not only U.S. government, U.S. military, governments of certain nations around the planet. It's something that is quite much more widespread than most people think.
How effective is it? Is it similar to what the Russians did or more powerful or what?
It is effective enough to disrupt electrical grid systems around the planet. It is basically effective enough to take the Western civilization on its knees if it's used.
Okay, would it be possible to...
Again, the Canadians and the Light Forces are monitoring this technology, and they will not allow misuse of that technology.
Okay, so it couldn't be used like the Russians used it. They couldn't go to Russia and disable their equivalent of the NORAD defense system then.
It could, if there would be a purpose, if the Canadians would allow it, and they have allowed the Russians to use this technology a few times when it was critical for the planetary situation. They have authorized the use of this. There was a meeting between the Pleiadians and some of the top brass of Russian military, and the Pleiadians have authorized the use of those devices simply because the electronic harassment went to the level that they said something needs to be done about it. And they have clearly displayed that technology to certain negative factions within the U.S. military. That if this electronic harassment continues on that level, action will be taken. After that, this electronic harassment has decreased to a certain degree.
Okay.
Not completely, but yes, to a certain degree.
Okay, thank you. I'm kind of curious, you know, from my understanding, and since Nagasaki, very, very few nuclear bombs have been allowed to be used on the surface of the planet, and you've talked about them getting away with a little bit. But I'm kind of curious, do you feel that, you know, there, and I guess I should also say that there have been many attempts, according to my sources, to initiate nuclear attacks in the past.
Oh, yes.
And they have been consistently denied by the extraterrestrials. So, why does the Earth-based military continue to threaten this? They know that none of this will ever be allowed, or do they actually believe that, you know, Kim Jong Il or anyone would be able to affect a nuclear strike anywhere, including the U.S.?
You need to understand that the existence of the real proof of extraterrestrial races is highly classified information. And you need to be in the right position, very high in the military to get to that actual proof. I would say the most high-ranking generals in the U.S. Army do not have access to that kind of proof. So they can speculate, but speculation is not good enough when it concerns military doctrine. So they have to continue developing those nuclear weapons from their perspective, because they simply cannot affirm or deny the existence of aliens, for example.
Okay, I'm kind of curious in regards to the North Korean situation. It seems as though the deep state in Israel, United Kingdom, USA, and others are intimately involved in the evil access empires that we talk about with North Korea, and North Korea, of course, being one of the worst human rights violation and the most mind-controlled country on the planet. Can you talk a little bit about the situation there? Does Ben Fulford's intelligence in regards to what may take place have any validity from your sources?
Okay, the human rights situation in North Korea is the worst imaginable nightmare that exists on this planet. It is worse than Russia in the 1950s. It is worse than Russia in the 1920s. It can be compared to Nazi Germany in the 1940s. It is not that bad. So the real forces behind this are the Jesuits. And of course, it's a network which ties the North Korean government with certain forces in the West. And regarding the full force intel, you need to be a little bit more specific what exactly would you like me to comment on?
He mentioned that the leader would be moved to Russia and that they would put in, someone who's supposed to be his cousin or something in position of power.
That plan, from my perspective and from the perspective of the resistance, will not work simply because it's not just one person. It's a very tight clan which needs to be dealt with. And also there is a whole network, as I said before, to the Jesuits and to certain forces in the West. And until this is resolved, we are not expecting much change in North Korea. So what needs to be done is to increase awareness of the human rights situation in that country, and that alone will begin to transmit the situation. Of course, when the event happens, all this will change.
The North Korean politics and the leader's inner circle certainly seems like they must all be mind-controlled, and have handlers of a very strong nature. Is that correct?
Yes, of course.
I wasn't sure. I mean, a lot of these people in the West go along willingly with some sort of mind control, but it just seems like the tremendous amount of control that they have over there is really what they want for the whole planet, isn't it?
Actually, North Korea is experimental laboratory for certain factions of the Kabul.
Are there missile launches, anything more than saber rattling? Do they have missile capabilities to go farther? I mean, they keep doing these tests, you know, to promote fear. But can you confirm any of their information as being, or any of their launches being of significance or a real threat?
I would simply say that there are forces stronger than they are, and those forces are making sure that those launches are not being successful.
Can you give us an update on the China situation? I know it's a huge country. The politics is deep. But are there any inroads being made by the Palladians or other positive light forces within that country? That we can share?
Not openly. There is contact being made, but not on the level that is being made in Russia right now. So I would say there are forces within China, more secret groups in China, that have certain form of contact with both extraterrestrial presence, but it's not being done on government level yet. So Russia is at this moment the only country that has a certain form of direct contact.
So the United States military, this is done on there's obviously military forces that are aware of and have been contacted by benevolent extraterrestrials, but they're not.
Yes, but the situation now is a little bit different. The United States, it's very complex because you have, I would say, a very strong positive faction in the military and also a very strong negative faction. And there is so much tension that all contact needs to be done very carefully, and it is done very carefully at this point.
So there's not really, well, like an open plan. They must all be compartmentalized.
Yes. You see, in Russia, you have a few top generals which go to a secret base and the leadership lands there, and they can talk quite freely. In the United States, something like that is not possible at this point.
Okay, I was wondering, toward the end here, one of the final questions, if you can update me on the operation beneath New York City, a joint Syrian-Pleiadian base that houses Michael, the leader of the resistance from your previous post, if we gather correctly.
That was in the 1970s. That base is now, the situation there a little bit different.
Okay, can you talk a little about the leader, Michael? He's still deep underground, probably protected?
Yes, he's still leading the resistance, yes. He's still there. Very active right now.
Okay. Well, that's really good news to hear all that. It seems like so many light workers would like to be involved in this. Do you think there's any hope that people who are capable could possibly be of help other than sharing the news and meditating and doing blogs and all that stuff? Is there any possibility for hands-on?
There are two factors here. The first one is security and safety. The resistance could not cover safety and security for anybody involved in this information. In more direct operations, it will be simply too difficult, except for very rare cases. But again, the resistance itself can do those things much more effectively themselves because they went through training. And surface population, I need to tell you as it is, the vast majority of people that are working for the light are not trained and skilled for something on that level. They are not well educated enough. They are not, stable enough in a way that they cannot be provoked by doing something negative. They are not, most people are not ready for this.
Yeah, I would agree with you there on a certain level, but it seems at some point people are willing to give their lives in regular war. So many people are.
That would not solve the situation. That would not help. If you have, a highly skilled individual from the resistance that can do something safely without anybody being harmed in a very short period of time, compared to a small group of people on the surface that could get hurt and would do this much less effectively with more risk, it is simply not something that will happen. They want to increase their efficiency, not decrease it. They want to have as little harm as possible and as much positive effects as possible. You see, the planetary liberation is not a romantic hero movie. It's a real situation, and sometimes people like to join this front from the wrong reason. They would like to have some action in their lives. They would like to make their life a little bit more interesting. But it's a real war. It's not a game.
Absolutely. And this corresponds to the information given by the people from TerraCorps to Bob Renaud back in the 80s that said, look, it's just useless. You'd be destroyed. You wouldn't have a choice or a snowball's chance in hell. And yet, you know, we do have a real situation on Earth, and I'm sure there are many people who are motivated by sincere actions, not for just a little, activity in their life. But
for those, I would give them advice to train themselves in ways of educating themselves, working on their personalities to be able to be reliable. So that the light forces can count on them, that they will not be provoked. For example, if there is a little bit of plasma negative influence, they will not start attacking each other. And one of the main lessons for the surface population, for those who would like to be involved, is to be able to cooperate with each other without attacking each other, without fighting with each other. And that is the main test. And people who pass that test can expect being involved in something more serious in the future, maybe even before the event.
That's really good news. So there you have it, folks. Develop your levels of discernment, your protection, and the ability to control your thoughts in face of all the attacks. Cobra, I did. You read my pre-interview transcript, and it seems it was well timed, as you were attacked by this well-aware one. And you know, it's ridiculous. Anyone who knows you, who have met you, can tell that that's absolute disinformation. On this particular person, is this a individual that's just disturbed and triggered, or is this a concerted in the know disinformation smear against you, would you think?
That particular individual was triggered by the plasma article. They just suggested quote unquote to him that he needs to write something about this, simply because what I wrote did not go well with his belief systems. And some people have invested a lot of energy in their own belief systems. And if those belief systems are challenged, some people have a tendency to attack those who challenge their belief systems. And also some people have invested a lot of money in the dinar scam. And if somebody tells them that they will maybe not get their investment back, or they will not get what they invested in, they might get triggered also. So this was the reason why it happened. And of course, there is a deeper reason is according to the fact, because I released important intel, and certain forces on the plasma plane, artists on the plasma plane, wanted to stop this intel from being spread. And it was part of the coordinated action, and as you probably know, Corey Good was attacked a few days later. It's part of the same campaign.
Yes. Can you talk about that person? Were they directly contacted on the physical plane by the Archons, or was all this just plasma field?
No. It was just a suggestion from the plasma plane. It was like, I have many examples of this in my files, people who were receiving from their spiritual guides that they need to, you know, attack me, things of that nature.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much for that information. And I appreciate you coming on and finishing up this interview. It's an honor and pleasure to have you on here. And we're going to try and get this out as soon as possible. So thank you very much for coming on the air today, Cobra.
Okay. Thank you for this interview. I hope we can release this as soon as possible.
Yes, we will. We're going to get this to our transcriber, Sam, and Chris is going to get right on the modulation of this. So thank you all for listening, and victory to the light.
Victory to the light. Thank you.
Okay, folks, that was Cobra. I apologize for the delay. I thought I was going to get this out, and then I thought I was going to release it. I couldn't get the second part with Cobra, and we managed to get this second part of the interview. So do check out his website. Portal 2012 Blogspot. Always some great information. I have heard from my extraterrestrial source. They said Cobra is always very consistent and always has fallen in line with my beliefs as far as the intel as what's positive and good. As we know, I certainly don't have all the latest, greatest intel. I have a strong intuition, and I feel Cobra is one of the most viable sources that we have these days. And I would ask you all to tune into his Blogspot, stay in with the meditations, continue with the information on Prepare for Change, and my website, The Promise Revealed, also as well. And I want to thank you for listening, and I want to thank once again Chris Bell and Sam Ritchie for their help with this interview.